We'll head beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with the dailyclimate.org and environmental health news, that's EHN.org, and joins us on the line from Conyers, Georgia. Hey, Peter, what's on deck this week?
Well, hi, Steve. Some news from a small liberal arts school. Hampshire College in Massachusetts has pledged to become the first residential college to power itself with 100% solar energy.
Yeah, it's a non-traditional school, and as I understand it, their football team has never lost a game since Hampshire College opened in 1970.
Well, yeah, that's because they don't have a football team. You know, down here in the South, that almost makes you not a college.
Yeah, well, hey, just how green is Hampshire?
They have a campus-wide sustainability initiative where they've cut water use, they let the grass grow, they have meadows instead of mowed lawns, LED lighting, and they're planning to install thousands of solar panels.
How soon is this going to happen? What do they figure it'll cost and or save them?
It'll take several years, and one report put the price tag for all this at $11 million. They also have a lot of contributions from sustainability-minded businesses. There's no real firm figure on how much the system will ultimately save the school and its tuition-paying students and parents.
And how much is that tuition?
Well, the school's website lists tuition, room, and board at just over $60,000 a year.
Wow, they're going to take a lot of solar cells to offset that.
Right.
What's next?
Well, I have a different water story from a different city in Michigan than the one we've been hearing about, and it's from my EHN colleague, Brian Benkowski. There are 310 miles of streams in the city of Detroit that have been buried, nearly every natural waterway in the city over the last century. It's a system that never worked right, and engineers are trying to figure out ways to bring those streams back.
But there's no illusion that you're actually going back to nature here.
No, it's not back to nature for an inner city, but part of the way back is a big improvement.
Hey, what do you have for us from the history calendar this week?
I have Dr. Frank Baxter. He's a really fascinating guy from the 1950s. And like some politicians today who are fond of saying when they're trying to duck a climate change question, Frank Baxter was not a scientist. But there's a book called Sonnets and Sunspots by Eric Niederost recounting how this English literature professor became Dr. Research in a series of 8 highly produced 1950s science documentaries on things like genetics, the human senses, the blood system, and more. 4 of those documentaries were directed by Hollywood legend Frank Capra. They lost money, but they drew millions of network TV viewers and played for a generation of school kids in classrooms.
Well, kind of like Bill Nye.
Right, like Bill Nye, but to a bigger, wider audience. The most remarkable thing about Dr. Frank Baxter, he foretold climate change concerns in a meteorology documentary 59 years ago this week. Here's what he said. Man may be unwittingly changing the world's climate through the waste products of his civilization.
Due to our release through factories and automobiles every year of more than 6 billion tons of carbon dioxide, which helps air absorb heat from the sun, our atmosphere seems to be getting warmer.
This is bad?
Well, it's been calculated a few degrees rise in the Earth's temperature would melt the polar ice caps. And if this happens, an inland sea would fill a good portion of the Mississippi Valley. Tourists in glass-bottomed boats would be viewing the drowned towers of Miami through 150 feet of tropical water.
Wow, Frank Baxter was really prescient. I mean, if the ice sheet over Antarctica melts, it would raise the oceans almost 200 feet.
That's right, and to me, the moral of the story is this. We need more Frank Baxters if we want more science literacy in our country today.
Indeed. Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and thedailyclimate.org. Thanks, Peter. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.